as per the rules of the National Assembly, in the absence of the chairperson, the committee has to choose or elect an acting chairperson. So with my understanding that we did last meeting, we said the acting chairperson that was chosen last week will remain an acting chairperson up until we know when the chairperson will be coming back to work. I think that was the resolution that was taken, meaning that my understanding was that since the chairperson is not at back in hospital, then the previous acting chairperson will continue to be a chairperson. That was my understanding.
Thanks, Secretary. I think I rise to propose that we reaffirm that ruling of last week, and it must continue with the committee until such time the chair comes back. So I rise to propose that resolution stands with us. So that's what I would want to propose. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Kruger. Honourable Kruger.
Thank you, Chair. I think we need to elect a chairperson for today. I think it's clearly stated in the rules. I don't think this committee can make resolutions that override the rules of Parliament. So my proposal is that we elect a chairperson in the absence of the chairperson, the regular chairperson of today. Thank you, because that's what the rules of Parliament say. I don't think we as a committee can make any resolutions overriding that rule. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Kruger. So there's a counter action on the affirming the previous meeting. So now, if the committee feels like that, then I'll then open for the nomination of an acting chairperson. Honourable Clapper.
Chair, I hereby nominate Honourable Shitango Mamabaso to be chairperson of to chair this session of committee.
Mr. Mabaso has been nominated. Any seconder? Honourable?
Thank you, Chair. I second the name of Honourable Mabaso. Is a chairperson of the day.
The name has been seconded that Honorable Mabaso be an acting chairperson. I could call for further nomination. Any further nomination? None. Then we'll then request Honorable Mabaso to come and steer the ship as an acting chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary Kunene, and a warm welcome to all members as well as officials from the department. A particular welcome to members from the ANC that have come to help us parade in view of the apologies that you will get when the secretary addresses apologies. You are all welcome to stay with us until we finish the business of the day, but should it happen that you must leave to attend to other businesses because you also have other committees, you are welcome to do so. As long as you have signed the register before you leave, that will be appreciated. With those words, let's then look at the agenda that's before us. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the agenda as it stands, Honorable Kruger?
Chairperson, no, I don't want to move the adoption of the agenda as it stands. I think we sit with a very important item on this agenda, on the private members' bill.
Yes.
And unfortunately, although we form a quorum, unfortunately, there's no subject matter experts in this quorum. Members, there's five members of the ANC not here that will give us expert advice on the deliberation. So I propose that we postpone this item until the full committee sits again, because it's very important that we discuss this bill with the subject matter experts of small business development as members of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
When you say experts, you mean members of the portfolio committee?
Well, yes, Chair. I think we are, after four and a half years, members in this committee, we are the experts, yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Let's first address apologies and then come back to your proposal, Honorable Kruger. Let me invite the secretary to speak to apologies. Secretary, apologies.
Thank you, Chairperson. The apologies that I received is from the standing one, from the Chairperson, who is in hospital, Honorable Pongo, Honorable Mtembu, Honorable Bewa. Those are the members that send their apologies, and then I also received the apology on behalf of the minister and the deputy minister. So therefore they are not won't be able to make it, the ministers are in the cabinet. So those are the apologies that we have received. I haven't heard anything from Advocate Mlauzi and Mr. Mwabe. Then on behalf of the Secretariat, we'd just like to apologize for the venue. This building, they are revamping it, so it seems as if there is a problem with air conditioning. So we request members and the colleagues from the department to bear with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. But let's then check how many members of the portfolio committee we have, just before we consider the proposal from Honorable Kruger. If I'm not making a mistake, we are six. So if we are six, Honorable Kruger, I would suggest you reconsider your proposal. I know that it's idea to have all members present that have been moving with the bill, but I want to assume that when you made your proposal, you had probably not counted us. But can I come back to you, because I want to propose that we still go ahead. I mean, if we are six, how many members do we need to correct? Six. So we are correcting. Can I ask you to review, Honorable Kruger? Back to you.
Chair, I will review.
So can I take it that we then proceed with the meeting?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Once more, I must thank the members of the ANC that had come in view of what I had learned, that we will have a number of apologies, and you are free to stay with us, and but also, should it happen that you have other urgent issues to attend to, you are also are free to leave. And once more, thank you very much for attending. Honorable Chance.
Chairperson, I want to just pick up on the point, again, Honorable Kruger referred to. Obviously, when it comes to consideration of legislation and the desirability or otherwise of that legislation, one has to start from the premise that the members of the committee are informed about that legislation. So whilst we do have a quorum of members of the committee, I believe it would be inappropriate for members of the ANC who are not members of this committee to be part of the deliberations, because they are based, unless I'm much mistaken, they would be based upon virtual complete ignorance of the content of that bill. No disrespect to the members on my left. We all have duties to perform, but I think that for them to deliberate on a bill that they probably have never seen before would be just wrong. I'm not saying they shouldn't stay, but I think to be part of the deliberations, and if it comes to a vote, it would be inappropriate.
I won't be able to say, but my understanding is that if
which refers to that part of the voting. Therefore, we agree, this continue. Definitely, it says that if there's a time to vote, members, there are members who will vote, there are members who will not vote. Not unless, kindly stand to be corrected. Thank you, Chairman.
Let me take Comrade Baba, and then from there I will invite the Secretary to guide us.
No, thanks, Chair. I think in line with what Honorable Kapa is raising, I will add further to say the composite, even the requirement for a meeting to proceed, has been reached. The discussions as raised cannot be anticipated before presented. Even the department hasn't presented. So I'm of the view that we must proceed, Chair, because it's like we would want to conclude or to decide before the presentation. And in the light of the middle of participation, the committee itself will decide what action step need to be taken. But we cannot preempt before we participate in the process. Yes.
Yes, Chair, just also worth noting that there are sufficient members of the committee present today to constitute a quorum. So actually it's not even necessary to have anybody else here for the purpose of this discussion.
Yes, Bob.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know where can I start, but I wanted to correct some of the principle, because it was referred to members of the ANC who might not understand what is it. Point of correction. You see, I want to talk on the behalf of other parties. It was not a mistake for us to be here. We know exactly what is happening. If you wanted to find out our background, you'd be shocked and surprised, because we serve in different portfolio committees. For example, myself, I was being the chairperson of the Select Committee on Public Services in the National Council of Provinces. We know exactly what is happening. I don't know why do we entertain this subject, because we're supposed to be starting already. It is unfortunate that I'll be leaving it so that I can surprise you. Chairperson, I don't think that we are correct to entertain this topic. Number one, the issue which was supposed to look upon was the issue which was raised by the honorable member first, the issue of the quorum. And then you clarified it, the issue of the quorum. We are correct in terms of the quorum. We formed the quorum. That was corrected long ago. But the issue of understanding, not understanding, I don't wish some of the people to undermine or underestimate the intellect of other people. I can't see any reason that why do we continue this topic. Thank you, Chairman.
Let me take the two members before I take the secretary. Babu Kumete, and then Honorable Kruger will follow.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Acting Chairperson. I just want to state that when the acting chairperson invited me to the committee yesterday, I asked him what I want to be discussing in the committee. And then he told me that you are going to be discussing the issue of an ombud in small business. And then I asked, what are the effects in forming it, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. So broadly, I do understand what exactly is going to happen here. That is the first point. Secondly, when we debate in any meeting, we are informed by our party manifestos in the first place. That is the fundamental premise of debate. We do not debate because perhaps we do not have a position. We have a position. So to say that we are totally ignorant of what is happening, I think deserves to be revised. You do not know our qualifications, academic qualifications, in as far as economics is concerned. And we won't tell you unless you ask. Thank you.
Honorable Kruger and then Reverend Misha. Then from there we will get the secretary and conclude the meeting.
Jay, I never use the word academic qualifications. I never use the word understanding. I use the word subject matter experts. Because this bill coming a long way now. It's not just what happened on the paper that we're going to discuss it today. We must know where it come from. 4.5 years ago, it started developing. So if some of the members think I feel they less important or less knowledgeable in the procedures of Parliament, then I apologize. But it was never in my mind. I said subject matter experts on small business development, and the reason why we on this point of trying to legislate ombudsman. Thank you, Chair.
Reverend Michel.
Thank you, Chairperson. The rules of Parliament do not deny members of Parliament the right to participate. The rules of Parliament do not deny members the right to speak or participate in debates, both in the House and in committees, for as long as a member believes that they have something to contribute. Even in the House, we do participate in debates where we are not sitting as members. So I personally do not see a problem in members of Parliament participating in this committee, because there is no such rule that says they cannot.
Thank you very much, Reverend Michel. Let me take you, ma'am, and then from there, let me conclude.
Thank you, Chair. I was about to ask which rule that says if you are not a member of this committee, you cannot discuss. You have limited opportunities to discuss any agenda. Now I'm in that view of the Reverend. If this part is locking us out, but I want to know before I leave the house, what rule says we cannot discuss in this meeting because we are not the members of this committee according to this rule, deal?
Now, I think the way the discussion has gone on, it informs the chairperson that members that are visiting members, you know, have a right to participate and to contribute. So I want to conclude it that way, so that members must not feel they have less rights, So let's conclude the matter that way, that our visiting members are legitimate to participate. Like I also visit other portfolio committees and I participate. So let's conclude it that way, and then let's now proceed with the meeting. Do you want to speak, Secretary? Okay, so that's it.
Thank you, Chair. I was just trying to look at the rules, Chairperson, and it shouldn't be as if it's after the deliberations. Yeah, Rule 163 is talking about the co-option of members to say if a member of a committee and that member's alternate are both absent from a meeting of the committee, the chairperson may co-opt any other assembly member to act as a member of the committee until that committee member or the alternative member is no longer absent.
No, thank you very much, sir, for clarifying and endorsing the decision that Reverend Michel interpreted. And so, having noted that and having concluded that the meeting is well operating to proceed, we now get to deliberations on the subject, the Small Enterprise Ombuds Service Bill. So what we should do, and today we are also fortunate because we also have Advocate Fund member with us. You are also welcome to participate in the meeting, especially when it comes to bills. We really appreciate when we have our legal legislature legal experts with us. So we had discussed this matter before, and we had deliberated, but what we should do today is to make inputs so that we can come out with a conclusion on this matter, because we had not concluded, because it was a wish of Honorable Chance that this bill we proceed with until we adopt it. And also from the side of the ANC, generally it was the wish of the ANC that it is not necessary because this is covered by what the department is working on. And but let me invite members to make inputs which will lead us to decision making. The floor is open to any member to contribute.
Chairperson.
Honorable Kruger.
Yes, Chairperson. We as a committee know exactly the problems with cooperatives. I mean, we heard the chairperson, Honorable Ruth Bingo, talk about cooperatives that die. And that 9 out of 10 cooperatives die in South Africa. And we also know as a committee that the strategy for small business for job creation. I mean, it was evident from your tour. Unfortunately, I didn't attend that tour. But it's evident from the tour as well that the strategy will be for job creation. Close to 10 million people is without a job today. The strategy is to accommodate them in cooperatives, if I'm still correct. But we sit with a problem that the Cooperative Amendment Act is not signed by the President yet. And in the Cooperative Amendment Act, we talk about how disputes will be handled, especially from small business or from cooperatives, and how big business is bullying and elbowing small business. I mean, we saw the mobile diesel people sit in this committee crying because Vodacom are elbowing Vodacom and Ericsson. There's no venue for them to go to, especially this committee. They can only come to us. And unfortunately, we listened to them. Vodacom and Ericsson made some promises, and that was the last scene of them. They didn't even talk to the company afterwards. So it's a real problem in South Africa. I sit with invoices from Eskom that is 150 days outstanding. So we need a body for small business to come, to go to, so that the problems can be solved, especially late payments, bullying, you know, elbowing. But at the moment, and we understand, and there is some efforts for the Small Business Act and the Amendment Act of Cooperatives to address this problem. But for the past 4 years, nothing happened. So, and the problem is, it's not going to happen this term. I can tell you now. You know the Parliament processes better than me. The two acts won't be addressed this year. Definitely not. So now we must wait until the sixth Parliament. So for small businesses to survive in South Africa, and as I say, I don't suck these things out of my thumb. It comes from DTI. Close to nine cooperatives, startup cooperatives, dying before they reach maturity and before they can be to the benefit of South Africa. So I want to plead with this committee. Let's push this bill through to show that we as a committee are serious about small business. Because if you go out of this committee today and this bill will die here, then it's 100% proof that we're not serious about the issues of small business. Thank you, Chair.
You are welcome to contribute because you are busy with the National Small Enterprise Act that you are amending, which is what has informed part of us to say this is not necessary. Colleague Kappa?
Thank you, Chair. One thing that is no doubt here is that all of us together as this committee, we have the same concerns for the interests of the small business. In all the meetings that we have held and all deliberations, we have all that in common. And we are all very concerned about that failure rate. And even we are even more concerned that there's a lot that must be done to ensure that this part of cooperatives and small business is working. That being the reason why there was even pressure that the department has not done enough to fast track the amendment of this bill. And I can assure you that in my memory is that therefore this committee has whipped them enough, and therefore we found this expression
where the department made all serious efforts to respond to the needs and the deliberations from this committee. That being why then there's been a concerted and very intensive effort to make sure that this amendment achieves what we want to achieve. It addresses this concern. This is where exactly we found that as a committee, we want to make sure that this amendment, this act, is fast-tracked and to ensure that it addresses the interests of all these things that are being mentioned, that is the small piece that's being bullied, which is our common understanding, all of us together here. And therefore, I do feel that after all the things that we are going through, I am convinced that all what we need is being addressed in the amendment of that bill. Well, I'm not necessarily now talking about the time frame and so that will be known by the experts, the legal advisors here. But as I can believe that this amendment of this act, as we have worked on it and put our inputs, as we put our inputs in this amendment, our intention was to make sure that this act, when it is amended, it addresses these concerns. And therefore, in my understanding, and as I believe, this amendment will address these objectives, and therefore, in that case, it will mean to me at this moment, it appears that this private member bill will be the intentions will be covered in this amendment of the bill of the act. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I was not in the meeting when you discussed this service bill, ombudsman bill, and because of that, in the beginning you stated that the department has something to say about the amendment act that would impact on this. So I think it would be helpful for people like myself to have the department speak on that amendment, and so that they know we are informed how it impacts on this bill. So my proposal would be that the department speak on the amendment and show us where and how it impacts on this ombudsman bill. Thank you.
The department, having welcomed you, please respond to Reverend Monsieur's point, though you know summary briefly.
Thank you, Chair. As you would recall, we made a presentation, quite a comprehensive presentation in this committee. I can't remember the data, but it's a few weeks ago, where we were responding to this private members' bill in terms of what we are doing as a department to respond to these issues that have been raised about the concerns on small businesses. And one of the things that we raised in that presentation was the fact that in order to fast-track the addressing of this particular issue or issues that are raised about the concerns of small businesses, we actually have broken the approach into three areas. And we did make mention of the fact that while we are amending the Act, the National Small Enterprise Act, comprehensively, but we're looking at fast-tracking certain areas around the alternative dispute resolution mechanism. And we did make mention of the fact that we're looking at establishing a tribunal. However, what we are doing in terms of Section 18 of the Act that enables the minister to provide or to issue regulations on the Act. We are drafting those regulations, and we fast-tracking those to be completed by the end of the year, so that they can be in the table of, on the table of the minister by the end of the year. That deals with specific issue on dispute resolution. And if you look at those, what we presented last 3 weeks ago, we look at the objects of this particular private member's bill, especially, I think it's section 2. If we look at the objects in terms of section 2, we are basically not in conflict with each other in terms of this particular bill. And therefore, we especially if you look at section 2, a proposed section 2, C, paragraph C, provides for a dispute resolution mechanism for small enterprises. We say whatever we presented during that meeting as part of the establishment of the tribunal as an alternative dispute mechanism that we propose, we are actually on the same or in tandem with this particular bill. And therefore, we believe that that what we presented comprehensively covers the scope in terms of this bill. Because this particular bill, while it talked about, look at the objects and look at the establishment, the rest is all administrative in terms of the establishment of the body itself, which we think what we presented, because what we presented, we were saying we have started the process of amending the legislation to actually address this particular issue. And therefore, we are saying this issue is on the radar of the department, and there are processes to follow, and we map out the processes, those processes to follow. But we said, in order to address this matter quickly, we are able to fast-track some of these things. The other third area that we are looking at was to the amendment of the Schedule 1 of the Act, which deals with the definition. And we are saying, given the fact that the enterprise development or small business development is actually it actually cuts across all public institutions, all the departments, right down to the municipal level, we would want to provide a coherent approach in terms of the definition of the Act, so that whoever is implementing programs that are related to small business development, we are actually talking on the same page in terms of how do we define the sector itself. And that particular work we did mention, I think, in the last committee that we said last week, that in terms of our program, that was gazetted on the 12th of October, which is last week. So those are the processes that we have gone through, Chair, just to be brief to respond to that question.
Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, just to follow up for what I said just now, if my memory serves me correct, the same Mr. Motsepelo had more or less the same speech when there was another private member's bill serving in front of this committee, and that was called the Race Type Reduction Bill. And if you remember, the same urgency, we talked about the same urgency as we talk about this tribunal, ombudsman, talk it whatever, but a place where small businesses can go and lodge their complaints. It's the same urgency. I mean, all the presidents since 2000, in their saunas, they mentioned red tape. There was a red tape private members bill tabled in this committee. The department said more or less the same things that they say now. They're going to address it. It's going to be sorted out. We don't need a separate bill for it. And Chair, if you can help me and say if anything happened about red tape. We don't even speak about red tape in this committee anymore because there's much bigger problems in small business development in South Africa. So I don't believe one word that I heard today, because I got experience from the red tape private members bill. They put yinong around our mouth, honey, and then we wait, and we wait, and we wait, and nothing happened. It's time for us to act. And we all, if you also remember correctly, we all agree, like we all agree today, that this bill is actually a necessity for small business development, or the principle in the bill is a necessity for the survival of small business. We all agree. I mean, we said it in so many meetings before. The same thing happened when I tabled the red tape bill. We all agree that the principles of a red tape private members bill, that's 100% what we want. But when it gets to a decision making of this committee, somehow, and some reason, I don't know what, then we stand back and say, no, let's the officials handle it. And as I say before, the officials is not capable at the moment in handling these things. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Chance.
Thanks, Chair. And I've been listening to the contributions of members and also to the department. Just following up from my colleague, Honourable Kruger's point, you know, I think this committee needs to be quite serious about the failure of the department to enact a piece of legislation with a date 2013 attached to it. In other words, the Cooperatives Amendment Act 2013, which provides for, amongst other things, the changing of the Cooperative Advisory Board, the Cooperative Advisory Council, the formation of the Cooperatives Development Agency, the formation of the Cooperatives Tribunal, and various other issues relating to administrative governance of co-ops. So this act has been sitting on the shelf for 5 years, and the department has done nothing to implement it. Now that, to me, is an absolute outrage. That the department that claims to have responsibility for co-ops has done nothing to implement this act. Now, I want to focus on the definition of the word enterprise, because this bill of Small Enterprise Ombuds Service Bill, which is being deliberated today, deliberately used the word enterprise as opposed to the word business, for the same reason that this Schedule 1 tabled on October the 12th refers to small enterprises, because it includes every form of business, cooperative, private partnership, whatever you like to call it, that is conducting business. And for this reason, I believe that this committee has an opportunity to make some important amendments, not only to the upcoming Small Business Act, but also to the Cooperatives Amendment Act of 2013. Because events have actually overtaken that legislation that is now 5 years old. So what I'm proposing is the following. Number one, that in order to avoid duplication and a great deal of extra administrative burden, we scrap the idea of a cooperatives tribunal. We scrap your idea of the small business tribunal, and we put it into one entity, which is the Small Enterprise Ombuds Service that is described in this bill, that will be focusing on dispute resolution for small enterprises. Whether they are a cooperative or a small business doesn't actually matter. The key is the small. And in terms of this said schedule, that refers to any business that is less than 250 employees in its employ. Any small enterprise, co-op, doesn't actually matter. That means that we would then logically have to change the Cooperatives Amendment Act to removing the dispute resolution provisions of the tribunal and putting them into the Small Enterprise Ombuds Service. And the administrative functions of that tribunal will be handled by the registrar or other bodies that are already provided for in that act. In the same respect, we wouldn't need the Cooperatives Development Agency, because the Small Enterprise Development Agency, CEDA, which already exists, has the capacity to support small enterprises across the economy, whether they be small businesses or small co-ops or co-ops. Similarly, the Small Business Advisory Council, which has not been reconstituted by the minister, should become the Small Enterprises Advisory Council and should incorporate the proposed Cooperatives Advisory Council in the 2013 amendment. So what is proposed essentially, acting chairperson here, is a fundamental review of the way in which the department is organizing its functions and its supportive agencies and bodies to fulfill its mandate. And bearing in mind the urgent need to avoid cost overruns and to save on government expenditure where possible, we should avoid duplication and have one body overseeing support for small enterprises and one body overseeing dispute resolution for small enterprises. Hence, if we are going to look at this bill in terms of its desirability or not, in my view, it is highly desirable. And that is the view that I believe that this committee should take in deliberating on this bill. I also want to just ask the advocate Vanamerva for her input on whether it is permissible in a regulation to establish a tribunal, as the department wishes to do, because at the moment there is no such body that you can regulate. The small business tribunal doesn't exist, so you would have to create it, and I would like to get the advocate's input as to whether within a regulation that is permissible or whether it actually has to be part of an act. And I repeat the points that I made at the meeting last week, that I believe that the regulations and the sudden reference or referring of this Co-ops Amendment Act to the Presidency for proclamation is actually a very underhand tactic of avoiding this committee's oversight. And in fact, as I want to repeat the point that I made at the last meeting, which is that in view of the visits that we took as a committee to Mondragon and the expected interactions between the department and Mondragon, it may well be that elements of that act need to be changed anyway. So to my mind, it's absolutely wrong that this act be rushed through and suddenly implemented without the input and the experience of 4 years of deliberations by this committee on how best to regulate and support cooperatives. So, with your permission, Acting Chairperson, I'd like to get the input of Advocate Vanamerva on this particular question of the tribunal. Thank you.
Take
Comrade Klava
first, and then from there I will invite Advocate
Vanamerva. No, Chair, it's fine. Chair, I think on the issue of the bill, it is referred by the department around amendment of Schedule 1 and perhaps in other areas in the bill wherein the amendment may have been proposed to find community unison in agreeing to give direction and way forward to indicate wherein we agree we pass, wherein we don't disagree we discuss and find a resolve on it. Then holistically we then indicate that the bill could then proceed for amendment and be signed. So I thought perhaps we will then move in that line of direction wherein we are guided and seek to understand that the amendments, we are agreeing to them. I think he had only flagged some at which are mentioned as not the whole package. So then, Chair, my proposal will be that remember our engagement last time was also saying the amendment of the bill should be seen as the work of the entire committee, not of an individual. And the department will then indicate wherein we may be having loopholes or problems at. And I expected that perhaps wherein we are in agreement, we must pass. And wherein there may be challenges, then we debate and then we leave it until we find each other. So in the light of legal advice came in, it could just be an addition to the work which we must conclude at, because we can't forever be debating. We must know where we agree, we pass, and we then agree that these are the full composite of the amendment bill. Then we go to the next step. Thanks.
Advocate for Fanny to make some points. Thank you, Chairperson. Just on the question of whether a tribunal can be established through regulation, I'm of the view that it cannot. The Constitution itself requires... I didn't come prepared for that question, so I'm jumping between documents as I'm reading. Section 166 of the Constitution provides that our courts, and this includes your tribunals, are established or recognized in terms of an act of Parliament, which means that it will have to be through legislation considered by Parliament itself and primary legislation. It will not be possible through secondary legislation. That having been said, an alternative dispute resolution mechanism could be very different to a tribunal. So that I'm not clear on what the regulations will exactly will provide, but your regulations are also limited to what the act from which it stems allows the minister to do. So unless the regulations and the act, and quickly looking, I could not find anything in the regulations section that indicated to me that the minister would have the necessary power to establish a mechanism through regulations. So that is also a further limit on the minister. When it comes to regulations, we must always be careful. The courts have expressed caution when Parliament considers the delegation of its powers to a minister to draft regulations. What the courts have said is, and unfortunately it differs from case to case, so each case must be considered on its own merits, is that Parliament cannot delegate its own plenary powers. Normally what is delegated are operational matters, things that change quickly. So for instance, you would set up a body in legislation, but you will allow the minister to prescribe the forms and procedures that will be used by that body. So, like I say, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the regulations, and I'm not sure on which section in the Act the department is basing the power to the minister to make those regulations, but those have to be linked, and then, like I say, we must just be careful not to delegate plenary powers, and if the body established is in the form of a judicial body, like a tribunal, then the Constitution requires that it be an act of Parliament that actually establishes that body.
Honourable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson, Acting Chairperson, and thank you to the advocate. I think her answer is quite conclusive. There is no provision in the Small Business Act for the minister to intervene in disputes. There is no body to allow that. There is no paragraph or section in the Act that makes reference to that. So we have to find, we have to ask the department to explain to us under what section of the Act they expect this tribunal to be put into place. I'll have a follow-up question once they've answered that question, Chair.
Chair, thank you, Chair. In the very same presentation that we did on the 29th of August, in the very same presentation that we made, we were very much aware about what is being alluded to by Advocate Van der Merwe, wherein we made mention of the fact that we already have a structure that is already existing and is established in terms of the Act, which is Cooperatives Act. And we said we want to use that instrument to broaden up to be all-inclusive, not only cooperatives. Hence, we even define the Act in terms of inclusive of cooperatives. And we said, when we look at that structure, we believe that we can subsume all the areas that include small enterprises into that particular tribunal, being very much aware of what Advocate is actually saying, that in order to establish a tribunal, a standalone tribunal of small enterprises, you may need an act of the law. So that's why that presentation was quite really trying to capture all the things and the processes that we actually have embarked upon, including even the review and looking comprehensively what cooperatives is seeking to achieve.
Thank you, Chair. My recollection of the meeting when the department presented its proposed amendments to the National Small Business Act was that the tribunal that they proposed was in terms of that act, not the Cooperatives Act. The Cooperatives Act was never even mentioned. So I think it's disingenuous that you are now backtracking on this point.
Chair, if I may respond, and I want to really respond to that. If Honorable Chance has a presentation that we presented, the slide 51 of that presentation refers specifically to what I'm talking about. And we did make mention in this particular committee that we need that tribunal to subsume that, and it's actually captured in that. And Honorable Chance, I think if you can make reference of the presentation, slide 51, it's actually mentioned exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so I'll take your word for it. The point remains, though, that we have a situation where we are proposing one body, which is already included in the proposed Small Enterprises Ombuds Service Bill. The Cooperatives Tribunal doesn't exist. It's not been formed. So why would you suddenly want to retroactively try and change it when a body such as you're describing doesn't exist? Okay, you may want to include it in terms of referring to that piece of legislation. But the point about this is that it requires a more fundamental review of the legislation, so that the Cooperatives Tribunal, as I said, the functions of that could be amalgamated with the Small Enterprise Ombud, and the administrative functions of that tribunal put back into some other administrative body within the Cooperatives Act. So, as I said, I think the fact that this bill was tabled in May resulted in the department trying to scurry around to come up with some plan to head it off at the pass, to say, oh no, we can't have the committee or a DA member putting forward a piece of legislation. We've got to do something of our own to make sure that this doesn't happen. So this is why you're now trying to amend the Cooperative Act such that it includes small businesses. The point is that the Schedule 12, the schedule here that you've got, Schedule 1, the amended schedule, refers to small enterprises including cooperatives. So how are you going to fiddle around with that proposal in the tribunal that it doesn't include all co-ops, it only includes co-ops of a certain size? You know, there are lots of fiddling that's going to have to happen here in order to just, as I said, head this Ombud bill off at the pass.
I think some questions should not necessarily be posed to the department. Some questions yes, belong to the department, but other questions belong to us as well, as members of the portfolio committee. Because, you know, when I said I would also want to make an input, there is the issue of expenses. That if we establish the National Small Enterprise Act, and at the same time we establish the bill that we are proposing, we should also take into account the expenditure that will be necessary, that will have to go along with this. So I am of the opinion that the National Small Enterprise Act, if well handled, especially because we are going to have opportunity to make inputs as members of the portfolio committee, we will also have an opportunity of shaping it. But that's better to shape and input and influence that rather than by substituting with a private member's bill, which will merely provide a parallel process. But Babuka, let me ask you to come this side when I visit Ganganji. Honorable Chance.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, I'm sorry to harp on this, but let me just get this straight. The National, the Cooperative Amendment Act of 2013 has not been enacted. Its provisions don't exist. So the Department has now asked the President to proclaim it to make sure that it does actually get enacted. But in the current Amendment Act, as it currently stands, the Cooperatives Tribunal refers specifically to dispute resolution for cooperatives. It doesn't make any mention of small businesses. So can you just bring us up to date as to whether you're planning to make those changes you referred to just now before that act goes to, for proclamation? In which case it can't go for proclamation because the amendments have to be approved by this committee.
That the option of the department was to respond, but much as Honorable Chance, you are referring to the department, but always through the chair. You can respond.
Thank you, Chair. I think we need to correct certain things because this meeting is recorded. I think we should really leave this committee with really clarity in terms of certain things. As a department, we are in no way doing our job in countering what the DAS and Mr. Chance is saying. We're not doing that. This legislation, particular legislation, the amendment or even the conceptualization of the amendment of the Act started in 2016. So there was in no way, and at the time, I don't even think that the private member's bill was even thought about. So I'm saying this dates back to 2016. There is in no way that we did this to actually counter what is being put in front of it. But just to respond on the proclamation of the Act, we said in this committee last week that we have sent a presidential minute for the president to proclaim the act. Now, if you look at the reasons why the proclamation of the Cooperatives Act, once it is proclaimed, because that act was enacted, it was promulgated, now we wanted the president to proclaim so that it can actually trigger the establishment of those structures and institutions that are supposed to be established by that particular legislation. That's the whole intention of doing that. And therefore, we believe that once that presidential minute is signed and the act is proclaimed, the structures that are incorporated or are included or provided for in that particular legislation are triggered to actually be established. That's the whole intention. And therefore, once these have been established, we can be able to work with these structures in order to establish what we want, trying to establish here.
Chairperson, Acting Chairperson, I don't believe that you're going to be able to do that. You said just now, and in fact you said at the last meeting, that the regulations pertaining to the formation of a small business tribunal would be put into place by the end of December. Now, having heard from Advocate Vernamova that the setting up of a tribunal can only be done through legislation and not through regulations, that makes it impossible through current structures within the National Small Business Act to put into place that tribunal. If the department wishes to use the structures within the Cooperatives Amendment Act of 2013, it can't do that either, because it refers to cooperatives only. It doesn't refer to any other form of enterprise, which means that that act would have to be amended again before it goes back to the president for affirmation. So I think you'd have to go back to the drawing board, because whichever way you're cutting it, it's not going to be possible for you to meet your December deadline of implementing the tribunal for small businesses, either through the amendment to the National Small Business Act, because there's no provision for a tribunal in that act, or through the Cooperatives Act, because that would have to come to committee for those changes to be made.
Thank you. Yes, the Cooperatives Amendment Act has been submitted to the Presidency for proclamation so that we can establish the Cooperative Tribunal as well as the Cooperative Development Agency and the Advisory Council. At the same time, based on interactions and engagements that we had with various officials, within the Office of the State Law Advisor, looking at the legislative process, we have been advised that we can actually incorporate a schedule into the National Small Business Act that withdraws the current functions of the tribunal and incorporates the small enterprise functions as well, because we've now amended the schedule and it's clearly articulated that a small enterprise includes a cooperative. And that will be the process moving forward. We must also clarify that in the previous presentation that we did on the 29th of August, we did mention that the tribunal that we establish will be incorporated into the legislation. Yes, we know that we cannot establish an institution via regulation, but we did clearly articulate in the presentation that under institutional arrangements, that includes the entire process of drafting, the redrafting or reviewing the National Small Business Act. We mentioned that there are various institutions that we are looking at, relooking some of the functions, but the Small Enterprise Tribunal will be incorporated into the Act, clearly articulating its establishment and what its functions are. The regulation will just enable that particular component that will be incorporated into the National Small Business Act. Thanks.
Yes, I do, Chairperson, because I think that it's important that the committee is under no illusions that the Small Business Tribunal will not be put into place until the Act is amended. Now, we asked the Deputy Minister, I asked the Deputy Minister over a month ago, when in fact at the time that you made that presentation, when the department was proposing to have those amendments ready, and he said that he would come back to us, and he hasn't come back to us. And if you look at the annual BRRR and the comments made by the Minister, it's very unlikely that that Act is going to be tabled in this Parliament. So it goes back to Honourable Kruger's point that we basically had 5 years of absolutely zip coming out of the department in terms of legislation. So So your supposed commitment to resolving disputes for small businesses, I'm afraid, is going to go up in a puff of smoke. It's not going to happen. There's no mechanism for it to happen. And I think it's important the department acknowledges that, rather than trying to fudge the issue by pretending to be able to change this and that and the other, when in fact it cannot do so.
Correct, Kappa.
Thank you, Chair. First, let me express the appreciation that we, the department, still have been made to make some inputs at this stage. We have dragged them into making some inputs at this stage, noting that they have done all their part and presented all the information to us as a committee. And we reached a stage where we as a committee are supposed to interact with the information that is in front of us and to be able to make decisions or opinions. But still, the input is still valuable. But the most important one is that, to me, they have assisted us by bringing to us information which we have acted upon. But on the basis of all that information, which to me, even if someone would say to me, the committee has made them, because of our expressions, has made them to try to move faster on the amendment of this act. To me, that's well and good, that's positive. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But now, at this moment, I think we have reached a stage where, as this committee, we have to make it clear that this amendment, as I feel, that the amendment of this act has shown the potential of resolving all that we want to address. Therefore, saving time of this committee, to me, I wouldn't be afraid to say, in my understanding and observation, because of all this input and this assistance and the potential and the information in the amendment of the Act, Private Members Bill, to me, its desirability is overshadowed by this amendment of this Act, which has shown that it is going to achieve all what I'm not necessarily working on time and hours and minutes now on this, but on the essence and content of the legislation. To me, it is going to achieve this, and therefore this Private Members Bill will be undesirable. That is briefly on my side. Thank you, Chair.
Correct, Baba.
No, thanks, Chair. I think in my also listening attentively to the department, I think all NLs have been attended to with regards to the responses that the department is doing. And that will be assisting with regards to the cooperatives and the establishment of the tribunal and so on. So I think I move with Honorable Kappa to be seconding the work of the department. The private member amendment bill, I don't see it assisting the process. I'm satisfactory with the presentation we are receiving to the department of all NLs. Moreover, so that we have also made some minutes to the president. I think I would agree with the work that the department so far has done. Thanks.
If I follow the discussions, I am gathering that the department is busy and they are taking into account all the shortcomings that are being expressed. And it doesn't end there. The very bill, that the act that the department is going to work on, it will be doing that with us, so that some of the concerns that we are raising, we will still be having an opportunity of making an input to influence how we want the act that they are amending to cover our concerns, because we must also take into account that the duplication of functions can also be very expensive, especially for a small department like ours. I don't think it will help us to establish the ombuds that Honorable Chance is speaking of. But the arguments that have been advanced on the main, they do not support the Honorable Chance's view. So I would think that as a portfolio committee, we must make a decision. But just before we make that decision, let me take Honorable Chance again.
Chairperson, it would make no sense if this committee passed the bill or considered it desirable and then went through Parliament and was enacted, for the department then to form another ombudsman. Why would it do that? It's absolutely pointless. So there's no duplication here. If this bill is passed, an ombudsman will be established. Why would anybody want to set it up again? There's no duplication. So I think that is an absurd statement, an absurd reason for turning down this bill. I haven't heard a rebuttal to my argument from the department yet. I'm waiting.
Chair, I want to plead that the department must be excused from our, because it is now our, they've done all what they're supposed to do to give us information. It's for us not to decide. Thank you, Chair.
There is a proposal that the department be excused so that we, as a portfolio committee, members remain to finalize. From the interaction, okay. Reverend Michelle, thanks for the correction.
We can't make a decision on this matter because we are not even correcting. We are only five, and so we can't make a decision. So in that case, I would suggest that we suspend the meeting until we can correct and look into this matter again.
On the administrative side, do we have tea outside? Because if there is tea, I will propose we take a small break quickly, and then over tea, we ponder over all this. And when we come back from having tea, then we finalize. I don't know, Martin, is that tea? Yeah, let's take a 10-minute break, have tea, and then come back to conclude this matter.